Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. I've just read a study that adds more support to the idea that there's a link between the Epstein-Barr virus and multiple sclerosis. Epstein-Barr is one of the most common viruses, and most people become infected with it at some point in their lives. Frequently, it appears in childhood as infectious mononucleosis, or mono. In a very young child, its symptoms may actually be minor or even unnoticeable. Over the years, many studies have looked at a possible EBV-MS connection. One of the latest was published earlier this year, with researchers reporting that the interaction between certain genes and the virus is consistent, in the researchers' words, with an EBV susceptibility signature contributing to the risk of developing MS. Now comes a report in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry by researchers in Germany that adds another link to the chain of evidence. In a study of 901 people with MS, researchers found that all of them, yes, 100%, tested positive for the Epstein-Barr virus. While this finding is consistent with the known high EBV seroprevalence in MS, the researchers wrote, the absence of any EBV seronegative patients with early MS in the cohort appears remarkable and further strengthens the evidence for an association between EBV infection and MS. This should come as no surprise to many people with MS. 2 years ago, I wrote about a protein in EBV-infected cells that might trigger genes that are associated with autoimmune diseases like MS. That column has been viewed more than 300,000 times, with several readers commenting that they believe there is an EBV connection to their MS. As recently as last month, people were still commenting on that column. One man wrote, I am thoroughly convinced that my 19-year-old was diagnosed with MS last summer because she had mono the year before. He asks, how many more studies are needed before attention, money, and research is put into doing something about the link between EBV and MS? Here's a question to consider. Can someone be attacked by MS without first being attacked by the Epstein-Barr virus? This new German research, coupled with the studies we've seen for years, suggests to me that you can't. Would curing EBV result in curing MS? Should money that's being spent on MS research instead be diverted to finding a cure for Epstein-Barr? I realize that idea is a bit out of the box. What do you think? Leave a comment on my MS Wire column on the MS News Today website and let me know.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.